going to go this morning. We started our study of the Gospel of Matthew probably 6-7 weeks ago. This is the last one of the Gospels. If you've been here at Spring since the very beginning, we've done John and we've done Luke and we've done the other one, which is what? Mark. I was just testing you. So this is a very special time for me, because my goal really is, before I die, is to preach through the whole New Testament, and we're getting closer and closer to doing that. So you have to bear up with me in my approach to things. Anyway, we started on the Sermon on the Mount a couple of weeks ago. We're still there, and we're going to be there for a while, so you might as well get comfortable and cozy with it. One of the things you're going to find is this, is there's lots of things that Jesus says. This is a ministry, this is a particular sermon that Jesus preached, and he was preaching it to a bunch of legalists. There were people that came before him that day that were convinced that they sat in good stature before God because he had given them the law, and they were convinced that they had adequately kept that law to have his favor. Jesus had an intention in the sermon, and one of those is to show the falseness, the fallacy of legalism. That indeed, that there are rules. The Bible is full of rules. There are God's rules. But the Bible teaches us lots of other things, and one of those is, as sinners, we are incapable of ourselves of keeping those rules. Every one of us is a sinner. There's not anyone in this room that has not sinned against God and grieved the heart of God. It's true for every single one of us. It's true for every person who's ever breathed air in this world, except for one. His name is Jesus. He came as our Savior. And by being our Savior, he did for us what we do not do for ourselves, what we in fact cannot do for ourselves. He kept those rules perfectly. I want to bring this morning Ollie Rowe up before you. Ollie, actually Ollie Hilliard now. You thought I forgot. We received her as a new member last week.